Hi there. The word for you today is on groaning in prayer. It may sound like a strange thought, but Paul writes in Romans 8, verse 26, the Spirit intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Now, we usually think of groaning as something negative, but groaning in prayer, according to Paul, is one of the most positive things we can do. Here's what he writes. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Then Paul writes, as a result of that, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now, sometimes when we're praying about a certain need, we feel it so deeply that we can't express ourselves in words. At that point, the Holy Spirit enters the picture and identifies with us. But He does more than just feel for us. He takes our pain and deepest longings and interprets them to God. What does this tell us about prayer? That the Holy Spirit connects with our prayers when they come from our hearts and not just our lips. There are times when you're unable to articulate a single word in prayer. Nevertheless, you're making an important connection. Ever reach the point where you're so concerned about something that when you come before God, all you can do is sigh? Well, you're learning something important about prayer. God allows us to groan, otherwise we'd never truly pray. We'd utter words, but never really pray from deep within. For according to James 5, verse 16, the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man achieves great results. And that is the word for you today.